neck wire and or barbed wire. So they had bars on them.
Uh-huh. When did barbed wire come along?
Well, I don't know, but we had it while after we was married. When we was first married, we put up strips that go out at the mill to fence our field first. And then after that, well, we put up wire mesh, just a just being square to be a square wasn't big enough to print wire that way and this way, and the square wasn't big enough for hogs to go through, you know. And then we'd have barbed wire on top, so stock couldn't, you know.
You had to dig the what for the? You had to dig holes for the.
The wire. That's the way it was made. Net wire.
Uh-huh.
That's called net wire. It was the wires went this way and this way, and there was little squares there between them where the wires went each way. And there were squares there, and wasn't big enough for hogs to go through or chickens or anything like that. And then that barbed wire on top.
Okay. And when you set up a barbed wire fence or some sort of fence like that, you had to dig holes for
it. Oh, yes, and make posts. People got fat lighted posts, rich lighted, you see. They go in and the woods and get rich lighted, you see. When a tree would fall, and the sap would run off of it, well, that heart would be rich.
Yeah.
Rich lighted, and they split them up and make posts, fence posts.
They wouldn't rot?
Oh no, they wouldn't rot.
I see. Okay. What about in the house now? You had a place, the fire, tell me about the parts of the fireplace.
Oh well, we had two fireplaces in our new house that they built. They had one in each big room. And then in the old house that we used for a kitchen after we built the new house, had a big fireplace in there, and it was, oh, I expect it was wide from here, that bowl, right. Long, that wide, a dirt chimney to them. Everybody had dirt mud chimneys, I told them.
Uh-huh.
Red tree. And then the fireplace was made there.
Okay, the part, the open place in front of the floor.
Yeah, it had a hearth in there. A hearth made out of the day. And they tried to pat down the back of the chimney. It was hard clay to make it. They make it and pack it with a mold. Pack it down real hard. And when it got dry, it was real hard. And that's where they built the fires on that. And then out in front, we would have a hearth out there.
Okay. What'd you call the things you'd lay the wood across in the tent?
Well, we had dog irons, we called andirons, sometimes called them andirons. I reckon that's regular iron name for them. We call them dog irons.
Okay. And up over the fireplace, you might have a.
Yeah, we had a mantel shelf.
Mantel shelf?
Mantel shelf. Put chalk and fire bases and
anything
like that.
Okay. Now, what would you start the fire with to get it going good?
Fat lighter. Yeah, I'd pick my lights of lighter and just go in the wood anyway, just load up the wagon and bring it and throw it out. We'd have big piles of pine lighter for winter.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't pick many pine trees, and then all the limbs were falling over and make pine knots. And, we had lots of hardwood timber too that we could have made firewood out of, but we didn't use much hardwood. We used pine wood. Please your God, and just do it like it. And it's